Showtime.
Going on the young
Showtime.
You've got to come back to Star.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's
welcome.
The picture that got
to the real world.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello?
Got the painting king.
With great
power. Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Great.
You're a wizard, Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
You ever dance with the devil in the eyes
away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jans, your mnemonic man, and today's episode is on the seven continents of planet Earth, essentially evolving from one giant landmass called Pangaea about 299 million years ago. The seven continents have been millions and millions of years in the making and continue to create a different picture, moving at an average of 1.5 centimetres per year. Each continent is rich in history, culture, flora, fauna, and magnificent landscapes, but only one continent can claim both continent and country status, and that is the land down under. Today's mnemonic is on the seven continents in order of size, from largest to smallest. So with that being said, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. A continent is any of several large geographical regions. Continents are generally identified by convention rather than any strict criteria. A continent could be a single landmass or part of a very large landmass, as in the case of Asia or Europe. Due to this, the number of continents varies. Up to seven or as few as four geographical regions are commonly regarded as continents. Most English-speaking countries recognise seven regions as continents. In order from largest to smallest in area, these seven regions are Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia. Different variations of fewer continents merge some of these regions. Examples of this are merging North America and South America into America, Asia and Europe into Eurasia, and Africa, Asia and Europe into Afro-Eurasia. Oceanic islands are frequently grouped with a nearby continent to divide all the world's land into geographical regions. Under this scheme, most of the island countries and territories in the Pacific Ocean are grouped together with the continent of Australia to form the geographical region Oceania. In geology, a continent is defined as one of Earth's major landmasses, including both dry land and continental shelves. The geological continents correspond to seven large areas of continental crust that are found on the tectonic plates, but exclude small continental fragments such as Madagascar that are generally referred to as microcontinents. Continental crust is only known to exist on Earth. The idea of continental drift gained recognition in the 20th century. It postulates that the current continents formed from the breaking up of a supercontinent that formed hundreds of millions of years ago. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for the seven continents in order of size is Asia and Africa are north and south, and Europe alone. So for this one, we picture Asia above Africa, as most of it is, and Europe out there all alone. So we'll get into it. The Asia is Asia, and Africa is Africa. R is assisting, North is North America, South is South America, and we take the A for Antarctica, Europe is Europe, and alone we take the A for Australia. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the seven continents in order of size. And the mnemonic is Asia and Africa are north and south, and Europe alone. The Asia is Asia, and Africa is Africa. R is assisting, North is North America, and South, South America. And we take the A for Antarctica, Europe is Europe, and alone we take the A for Australia. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fact number 1. As many would know, back in the old days, about 299 million years ago, there used to be only one continent. That continent or large mass of land was called Pangaea. And fact two, about 200 million years ago, this continent began to move apart and very slowly form the continents as we know them today. During the process of moving apart about 200 million years ago, the continent of Pangaea separated into two new continents called Laurasia and Gondwanaland. Laurasia was made up of the present-day continents of North America, Europe and Asia, and Gondwanaland was made up of Antarctica, Australia and South America. And fact three, the largest continent, Asia, also contains the highest population with 4.1 billion people. This is approximately 60% of the world's population and 3.1 billion more than the second most populated continent. And fact four, it is generally agreed that there are seven continents. However, it is often argued that Europe and Asia should be one continent called Eurasia. North and South America should also form one continent called the Americas. And Africa, Asia and Europe could possibly be linked to form Afro-Eurasia. And the last fact, fact number five. The idea of continental drift was put forward by Alfred Wegener in a meeting of the Geological Society in 1912 in Frankfurt, Germany. He then published this theory in his 1915 book, The Origin of Continents and Oceans. Unfortunately, the idea was ridiculed and forgotten, and it wasn't until the 1960s where it was revisited with the help of more advanced equipment that his theory was then validated. Now on to
the three-question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. Which continent is the second most populated continent in the world with 1.1 billion people? And question two. Which continent has the most countries? And question three. Approximately what percentage of the Earth is land? And your options are 29%, 34% or 39%. And we do have two bonus questions. And the first one is, which continent has the biggest desert? And our final bonus question, why are all the land masses surrounded by water? It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the seven continents in order of size is Asia and Africa are north and south and Europe alone. So for the Asia is Asia, Africa is Africa, R is assisting, North is North America and South, South America. And we take the A for Antarctica, Europe is Europe and alone we take the A for Australia. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, which continent is the second most populated continent in the world with 1.1 billion people? And the second most populated continent in the world with 1.1 billion people is Africa. And question two, which continent has the most countries? And the continent with the most countries is Africa, and that's with 54 countries. And question three, approximately what percentage of the Earth is land? And your options were 29%, 34% or 39%. And the percentage of the Earth that is land is 29%. And our first bonus question, which continent has the biggest desert? And the continent with the biggest desert is Antarctica. And our final bonus question, Why are all the land masses surrounded by water? And why all the land masses are surrounded by water is leaking in continents. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is reverence. And that is spelt R-E-V-E-R-E-N-C-E. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is a feeling or attitude of deep respect tinged with awe, veneration. And our simple example today is to understand all the internal and external machinations of planet Earth and how it sustains life proffers a reverence and sense of amazement. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.